It is your freak show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We are live on Wild 94.1's Instagram. Just hit the phone lines, and there's a gang of people who are trying to talk with her. Which one did you want to take first, Meredith? Because you talked to everybody.
I think it's number four.
Number four?
It's in bold letters.
Yeah,
there.
We got Cassandra on line four. Let's see here. Cassandra, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. And Bradenton, you are on with J-Ray Live. What's up?
Hi. You're live with J-Ray.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've had a lot of changes in my life recently, and I've been trying to get pregnant for years, but I have PCOS, so it's been making it very hard. I just want to know, am I going to be getting pregnant eventually?
Is that? Were you pregnant twice already?
Oh, really?
Were you pregnant twice already? Where you were pregnant and didn't make it, or like you were early stages of pregnancy? Like you lost the baby?
Not that I know of.
Okay, you were twice. Okay, because you have three. You have one more coming, and it's a girl.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Now, you're going to... Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You got to listen to me, since you have PCOS and you have other things going on. This is going to be... You're not going to know you're pregnant probably until you're about 16 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to know. That's what I just heard. She's not going to know that you are literally that you're going to be pregnant. So you're about 16 weeks. You're going to be almost like almost 4 months pregnant when you find out that you're actually pregnant. And it's not because it's like a lack of period, but you're still getting like a little bit. I'm being shown like you're still getting something every month, but it's not the norm. And you're going to contribute it to something with you. And it's going to be towards the end of the year, like September, October. And you're going to contribute it to something that you just had going on over the summer with your PCOS. And you're going to contribute it to that, but it's actually going to be where you conceive.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yes, that's where you're going to conceive.
All right. There you go.
Right?
Let's see here. We got TT on the line. We keeping it moving.
888-429-0941.
J-Ray Live. If you want to follow her or, of course, follow the YouTube, we'll give you all that information.
Yes.
TT, how you doing in Port Richey?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
Pretty good. You have a question about the man for J-Ray. What you wanted to ask?
What you want to know, girl?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm with this guy, and it's been almost a year and a half now.
Okay.
And he's helped me a lot grow spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
Who's the L name? Who's the L name that's connected to you? Like an L and a T?
That's him.
That's him. Okay, go ahead. L and T. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and I just feel like, you know, he's been great for my life as far as growth.
Okay.
And I just feel like he's not always honest with me. And I lightweight, so like sometimes he tries to gaslight me.
Well, he does try to gaslight you. So that's I was going to say, is he in another relationship? Or is he still trying to hold on to something else? Why having you?
Don't do the aha. Don't aha yet. Now. Really?
That's what's going on. She knows.
Damn.
You know, but you haven't gotten proof. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was sitting here like, okay, because I feel like I have a very strong intuition.
Yes.
You know, spiritually and stuff.
Right.
I feel like, okay, so it's right with everybody else but you?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
Well, that's the beauty of it all. You understand. This is where I want everyone that's listening. Never discredit your gut. If you feel something's off, that's a God-given gift that God gave us all, that sixth sense to go, don't go in there. Mm. Don't talk to that person. That's not a good situation. That's going to lead us down the wrong. I don't think this is going to end badly. And I don't even know if it's ever began. So in order for it to even end, if that makes any sense, you guys have been in a state of question marks across the board. I just think now you just have to move on. And I say that with you, meaning you have to know what your pattern is, because you have a pattern, because this isn't the first time you met somebody who's been attached. So you have to realize what your pattern is. And when you realize that, you'll stop meeting people that are also in their variable life where they're in between something. Because now, technically, you've become them. Because if you met someone, you're technically not single, but you're technically not attached. But yet you've got something going on, so you're going to keep meeting that energy everywhere you go. Mm. Become completely detached, move away from this situation, go ahead and live your life for the next 90 days. Really quarantine yourself from this energy and move on. Seriously.
Then you get to be fresh and meet
then
somebody
fresh. Then you can be fresh.
Fresh
and then meet somebody fresh.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And plus, you said you got all this growth, too, so that's a great time.
Listen, there's never a mistake when meeting somebody. They're a blessing or a lesson. Evan, there's never a mistake. God does not make
mistakes. They're a blessing.
They're a blessing or a lesson.
And
there's never, God does not make mistakes. You understand?
Right.
Every single person you meet, your betrayal is part of the plan. You understand? So when you do that, understand that.
Another one.
And I don't think that he betrayed you. I just think he omitted some things. But you also omitted
does.
Your...
Yes.
But you know what? I got to blame you too. You part of the problem, not part of the solution. You omitted and you omitted your intuition. You just
and
just
gave him credit for the growth.
And you gave him credit for the growth.
You gave
so
him
good for you.
Like, he did so much for me, I ain't going to pry.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, you pry.
But,
all right?
But don't cry over nothing. This ain't even spilled milk.
Unplug. This milk is curded and
yeah,
spoiled.
Don't even worry
don't
about
do it.
It's all moving
right,
on.
TT.
All right, sweetie.
Girl.
I got to get to the next caller. I'm going to get shot and killed here in the studio.
Let me ask you. All right, wait. We got J-Ray live in here. Now,
yes.
Let me ask you, because there's a responsibility that you weigh, you wear with this.
Absolutely.
And I hear how people respond to you. And I just have to ask this because you do talk to, like, some lofty you know, like J-Ray is going to do the Super Bowl. She calls you.
Yes.
A-Rod looking sideways at you on the plane. Because he's like, why are you looking at me? Like people get nervous about you.
Yes.
So when you're doing a reading, and without telling me too much, but when you're doing a reading for like a Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
And you say something, and like TT just did, and she's like, oh! Like you hit on a cylinder with her.
Yes, yes.
You've just undermined millions of dollars of stuff.
Yes.
Do you realize, like, does it make you guard what you say?
No.
Because you're about to tear stuff down.
But that's part of why people love me, is because they know
that's
they're going to get the truth.
But
I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm not here to be your yes man. You got 1,000 yes people around you.
Yeah.
1,000. And I'm not afraid to tell you the truth.
That's crazy.
And most of the people that are connected to those type of people, they love me. They're like, tell her the truth or tell him the truth.
We got a bunch of texts and it says, J-Ray is giving me chills right now. Another one. Thank you for sharing your wisdom this morning. I couldn't stand crying in my bed all by myself. I went to my car. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I love
man.
That.
We're live on Instagram on Wild 94.1 right now. Let's see. Let's keep another one going. Michelle and Brandon is on. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. I love that answer. Let's see here. You're on with J-Ray Live. What do you want to know?
Hi, sweetie. What do you want to know?
Hi, J-Ray. So I know I'm ending this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of confused on whether I should rent this apartment today or
today.
Just wait.
Today.
Today?
Today. No questions asked. Today.
Oh,
make it happen.
Cool.
You'll be in there by the 17th or 18th, correct? You could do
What's
if
that?
You if you did it today, it'll be immediate, like 17th, 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, you need to do that.
Okay.
There's no question.
Okay. Yeah.
This is done. See, this is where the people get confused. They're right on the precipice of knowing they have to move, but then they go, ooh, am I making the right choice? Because I don't want to give up something I've had around for the last 2 or 3 years.
It's scary.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. Everything is scary. Leap of faith, that's the Fool card in the Tower deck. Leap of faith is scary. But I can tell you what's scarier is being back where you're unhappy. And wasting another 3 or 4 years with somewhere. That's the worst feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. So
it is.
Go ahead. Congratulations. I'm clapping for you because let me tell you something. It takes a lot to do what you're doing. So do it. Don't question it. You got listen, this ain't no dress rehearsal. This is it, people.
Like, it was like to me it was like a serendipity that you were on live and I watched your live the other night and I'm like, do I do it today? Like
absolutely.
You know, quarantine. But I'm like, I'm not gonna live here
and misery.
This.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in fear base, which you could be so in your own place feeling the same way without all the stress and distraction of someone else's energy and negativity. Just go move. Move.
Wow. Thank you.
Go
right.
ahead.
Well, go ahead, Michelle. Congratulations, girl.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys with clapping and everything.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. Good for you.
I'm excited, too.
And then the new relationship's going to come right behind it, by the way. They just said to me, boom, boom. Everything is going to start. Synchronicity is going to kick in. They're telling me it's going to align. Then the new person's going to come in. Not the guy you've been messing with. The new one.
Okay.
Not the one that's been keeping you company.
Wow, what? No,
you're right.
Yeah, not the one you've been keeping company. This is going to be the one, like somebody who you're going to be with.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
There you go, Michelle. Robin is in St. Pete, and she wants to talk to you. She's laid off. Robin, you are on with Jay Ray Live. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Man, hit me up, girl. What's going on?
Well, a week ago, I was laid off from my company, and I didn't see it coming. I've been with the company for 10 years, and I've accumulated a lot of vacation time, paid time off. And I sent them a letter a week ago saying, you know, what my hours were, and I haven't heard a word. Are they going to pay me or
not? Yes, they're going to pay you. No, listen to me. This was actually a blessing because you're somebody, too, that you probably had two different times in this job position, wherever you've been, that you could have walked away and went someplace else. But you stayed with comfort, correct? You like comfort. Okay. So we already know that God, as soon as you get comfortable, God makes you very uncomfortable to move. And God just went uncomfortable, boom, and pulled the chair right out from under you. You are going to get paid. You are going to get another job. But can I just say this to you? Can you just take the summer off? Like, take a chill pill. Like, there's things going on in your life that I don't think you're realizing is what I'm being told. Like, there's some stuff you got to work on. And if it's not just you, it's your relationships, it's people around you, it's things like that. I just feel like you have to go around and kind of clear house a little bit. In your life, I feel like you've been on a treadmill and you're just going 100 miles an hour. Yeah. And instead of you using the quarantine like everybody else did, God just went, since you didn't want to use the quarantine like everybody else did, let me just take it away from you. Okay? And that's what he did. Yeah. That's all it comes down to, baby. That's it. But you're going to get your money.
I'm not worried about it, J-Ray, because I have a lot of faith.
Yeah.
And I know that whatever comes is going to be good for me.
So it is. I'm cool. Yeah. And but they're going to pay you because I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't want to mess with you and your money.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Get that money, Robin.
Yeah. Don't mess with my money. I'm coming for you.
And listen, it's money, then family. It's not even family, then the money. It's don't mess with my money, and then I'll deal with my family.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Robin.
But you're going to be good, baby. You're going to be good. I'd say
great.
About 3 weeks total before you get like a good, clear answer with an actual money check, all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Let's see. We got Karen on the line here, and she is in Rhode Island. Karen, you're in Rhode Island?
I am.
All right. Well, welcome to Tampa. J-Ray is on live. And what's your question?
Well, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, J-Ray.
Hi, sweetie.
I wanted to ask you,
yes,
what direction do you see my career going in?
Give me two options. I always tell people that when you're doing phone stuff. Give me two options.
Okay. Well, I want to get away from that 9-to-5 grind really badly.
Okay.
And
that's already a done deal. Go ahead. That's already written. Next.
And I've been thinking about real estate possibly, but
that's going
to
be real estate. Definitely going to do something with real estate, but it's not even real estate. They just said to me, I don't know if you do you do any public speaking?
People tell me I should do that, but I don't.
Okay. You need to do some public speaking. Why don't you learn about something really good, like this real estate, or maybe how to purchase real estate, how to fill out applications, how to fill out mortgage applications. Start a YouTube channel. Start something of learning. Because I feel like you're a natural teacher. So I feel like you're somebody who I would, just energetically, I can tell you're somebody who I'd want to go to for advice on how to do things that has to do with my money. You're connected to money. I don't know, you have the number 7 around you. I don't know if that's your life path number, but you're a natural teacher. So I'm telling you should be doing public speaking, having YouTube channels, and definitely go towards the real estate. The 9-to-5 thing will be completely done by August or September.
Okay, good.
Then you'll be completely done. You'll be ready to go. So prep yourself over the summer. Get to know what YouTube looks like. Know how to do some videos. Get yourself a tripod. Go on Amazon. Start practicing a little bit, and then kind of zero in on what you want to teach people.
Okay.
Because you're a self-learner and you're a self-starter.
Karen, can I ask you something? You about to quit your job. Are you about to quit your job?
Well, actually, I lost my job because of this whole COVID-19 thing.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to reboot and find the second act.
Yeah, like she wants to not go back to 9-to-5.
The second act.
She doesn't
what is that going
to
be?
Yeah, and she can do it, definitely. Exactly. She has a better opportunity to definitely make money and do really, really well with real estate. But she also has another gift, which is public speaking.
Nice. All right. Well, go, Karen.
All right.
Well, you're like the third person who has said that to me this week.
I must be psychic.
Yeah, for real. She must do this for a living or something. Karen, thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate it from Rhode Island. That's crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, you thank you so much for listening and following us. I appreciate it.
All right. That's awesome. Yes. Let's see here. We have Linda.
Linda. My Linda. Grandmother's name. Linda.
Linda, you are on with J-Ray Live. How you doing?
Good. And you?
Pretty good. Yes. What's your question?
My lease is coming up at the end of July.
Okay. You're going to renew it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to renew it. You should renew it for a couple of different reasons. A, you're definitely, I don't know if you're in a 9-year or 1-year, but they're showing me you're in between two worlds right now. So I feel like if you were to make any sudden moves right now, unlike the caller in the beginning, you're not really ready. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like nothing's really lined up for you yet. So I would renew.
Okay.
And the worst case scenario is you go to the office 6 months from now and you're like, you know what? Something came up. Little medical issue. Need to break the lease. If that's your worst case scenario. But other than that, I would just renew. Don't even think about it. Renew.
Okay.
Yeah. You still have things to work on.
Less stress.
I do.
Yeah. You have things to work on. Why don't you do that, though, with that intention? Set intentions, people. Set intentions. When you get up in the morning, set your intention. When you go to sign a lease, set the intention for being there another year or being there for another 2 years. Whatever the intention is, set the intention. The intention is what shows in the end. It's nothing else. That's what shows. So if you're going to renew this lease, set the intention to get in my S-I-T-T together, and then
sugar honey iced tea
together, and then you want to be able to say, okay, I'm gonna commit to that, and use this time to do that.
Okay, I was curious because I live with family,
right,
and tension, you know, is building. So
well, you don't want to live with family no more. You want to move out. That's what I'm saying. Use this time, renew your lease, and get the hell out of Dodge. You know what I mean? Like, you got the time, so use it.
Yeah.
And you have the resources.
Make your next move your best move.
Your
don't
best
just
move.
Make
you
a move.
You have the time and the resources.
I'm trying. I'm
well,
trying.
You have the time and you have the resources, so.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thank
all right.
You.
Let's see here. Let's see. We got a no-name here. I love those.
Love those.
In Tampa. You got a relationship problem, and you're on with J-Ray.
If this is any of my ex-boyfriends, we're not speaking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
No.
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to know, we had a horrible year, like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then there was a vehicle accident where there was a...
Oh, don't get too much. Just ask the question. Don't tell me too much.
I just, I don't know, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Like, am I done healing or am I going to fall in love with him again?
Okay, so I'm going to say this. So, and then I'll help you out with this. Number one, who's the letter D?
That's him.
Oh, there you go. See how fast that happens?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I just got to chew.
So with that being said, what I feel is happening with you right now is... And it's going to sound so crazy, but I have to say it because that's just who I am. So in energy, we have what we call walk-ins. And when something traumatic happens to our bodies, our spirit changes. It actually shifts and changes. And we become a different person. We actually become a different person. Would that agree? Would you
yes.
agree with me? Like you look
absolutely.
In the mirror and you don't even look like yourself. You don't feel like yourself. You've changed. You understand? So you're trying to get the old person you used to be to still love the person that he is now, but the new person doesn't recognize him. Does that make sense?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay. So now what's happening is that you, the physical body hasn't changed, but the spirit, the energy of who you are has. And now things are different. End of story. They're just different. So when you're asking me, am I still healing? The answer is you're healed. You've just come full bloom and now you're a flower that you're no longer once was. Kind of like the lotus flower theory. If you look at that up, if you read about the lotus flower, that's what you've become. You've come up and you grew from mud and now you've bloomed in full bloom and nobody recognizes you. So that's why you aren't connecting because you're not even the same person. So you're a different vibration. completely different vibration.
You've elevated
your
game.
Yeah, in a way that you didn't before. You were very vain, I would say, before the accident. You had a lot of vanity. You had a lot of, you were very self-conscious. You had a lot of things going on. And now you're different. You're just so different. You're not as superficial as you were. You're now looking at things differently. Life looks a little cleaner for you, a little less stressful. You don't really care what other people think. Things have changed for you. You're just not the same person, sweetie. So it's really about you accepting that part of you so that you can move on happily and not with guilt.
How does that feel?
That was really good. That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So do that.
Freaks you out, don't it? It freaks me out, too. You can say it. Freaks you out.
And I feel like once you do that, I know everything is going to work out for you. I think you're at a place of acceptance. Look at the 4 stages of grief or the 7 stages of grief, but look at that, read on that, because that is what's going to soothe you and that's what's going to bring you to a place of peace. Mm. Yeah, because you just went through a transformation. You just had a rebirth of life, energetically. The physical body didn't die, but the spirit of who she used to be did when
changed.
That accident happened. Yeah, it changed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got an action order now.
Okay. Yes.
You got some stuff.
You got
to
some
do.
Homework to do.
You got some homework to do.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, right. Sweetie.
Let me see if I still got you.
Hello. There you go.
What was the question? We missed it.
No, I just wanted to say you met my sister in Vegas on the Strip, and you just shook her hand, and you were like, "There is like a big energy watching over you, like an Indian or something," and you couldn't really read her.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that, like, we've met before.
Oh, oh wow. Look at that. Probably I was with Jennifer in Vegas because that's the only time I ever went to that damn place. She dragged me around.
Note to self, don't shake J-Ray's hand. That's a clue. Okay.
Oh my God.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
We went on the Strip that day. She was like, "Oh, let's go and ride around the car and go hang out." I'm like, I don't really want to be on the Strip.
What a chill.
Don't hug J-Ray.
Yeah. But thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
I was thinking about her touching my belly.
Yeah.
I was like, read the baby.
Read the baby. That baby is good and healthy.
Thank
2.
you.
2.0 is good?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Now, let's see. Davi got a new business that he went in on.
And he's going to do very well.
Yes, Davi,
you think so?
Because
he's been scared about the Rona. He's been working the IG Live right now.
Listen, the Rona has definitely helped all of us. We don't realize that, but there's a good and bad in everything. Yeah, there's a good and bad in everything, Davi. You have to know that. So anything we start during this quarantine is definitely a creative energy that was meant to be there so that we could create. That's why we had to be alone and kind of sit in silence and kind of be a bunch of monks for a little bit. What happens with monks? They come out with wisdom.
All right, let me ask you this then.
Yes.
It's a tattoo shop. We have 2 apprentices that we're teaching right now. Do you think these 2 apprentices are the right fit for us?
The first one that you hired is a no, or the second one is.
Okay.
The first one you were interested in working with, I feel like they are going to have another opportunity maybe.
Okay.
And I think they're going to take that other opportunity. But like, again, that's a blessing because somebody's supposed to fill that slot.
Okay.
So whoever else is coming in, because I'm getting a 3rd person, but I only get 2. So that means 1's going to go.
Mm.
And I'm getting it's the first one.
Okay.
I like
it.
Yeah.
They fired.
No!
They fired.
Oh, no. No. Going to get a different opportunity.
J-Ray said, "You got to go." Just walk in with a box and say, "Hey, J-Ray said, this is yours."
I do kind of do that, though. People are like, "Yo, you got to make a phone call." I'm like, "Oh, I got to put on the mafia voice." I got to be the New Yorker in the room. I get it.
Now, we've been joking about the Rona thing, but you mentioned a few things on these readings that I wanted to circle back to.
Yes.
So is this, I know it was, you know, people are saying it might be lab made or wet market or whatever, whatever the origin was.
Whatever, yeah.
The higher power
benefit
of all this is to help us all reset.
Reset. It's all about the reset. Mm. It's all about the reset. It's all about us coming back down to normal basis of life.
Just like we were moving too fast.
We were on a treadmill. We weren't paying attention to the birds and the trees and the stars and all the wonderful things that God has created for us. All of us complained and cried that we all wanted families, but yet we were throwing our kids everywhere else but other than home. There's a lot of things we were doing that didn't – we were saying and asking for a lot of things, but we weren't caring for a lot of things. We weren't caring for one another. We actually lost that sense of caring.
Yeah.
We lost that sense of people and love and appreciation for life, and we've lost – the sense of doing things that we should be doing every day, like looking, being outside. Now, all of a sudden, kids know what a backyard looks like. They never knew it before, yeah. Right? These people move into these, I mean, we live in Florida, so you understand, $500,000, $600,000 houses, which you know is a palatial mansion here, and they have these backyards with these pools and everything else, and they got their kids on iPads. Mm. In the living rooms. And I didn't grow up that way. You didn't grow up that way. I lived in Staten Island. My mother kicked us out at 8 o'clock in the morning. We weren't allowed back in the house till 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We just weren't allowed in.
Get out of the house.
If you put your foot on those wet floors, I will kill you. Do you understand me? I don't clean this house for you to come dirty it.
Yeah.
So the kids now are starting to get it. Now all of a sudden they're like, wow, there is more to life. There's a backyard, there's a tree, there's a bug, there's a bird. What does all this mean? It's all part of the plan. This big plan of us reconnecting to one another, reconnecting to who God is, reconnecting to our faith, reconnecting to each other, and really stopping and go, wow, we can really lose one another in a matter of minutes. This is scary. This is, but yet we didn't think about that driving cars. We didn't think about that flying planes. We didn't think about that when we were in the New York City subway system. I don't know if anybody's been down there.
Or out in Vegas.
Or out in Vegas, apparently.
Touching people.
But we didn't really pay attention to that. But yet, it's just as simple as it is now to lose them then that it is now. Why is it different? It's different because it's a reality.
Mm. Okay.
That's why.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now you have a J-Ray Live coming up.
I have a J-Ray Live coming up. It's going to be, one's going to be June 5th.
Okay.
It's going to be J-Ray Live online, which is basically what I do anyway.
Yeah.
Because the in-person online thing, in-person, we tried a million different ways. God said no. So, and then he gave us Lerona. So that was it. That squashed that.
That was your reset.
That was my reset. So we're going to do one for June 5th and do one for June 12th. I'm only going to allow 22 people in the room. And I say that in the Zoom room. So it's going to be me with 22 people that are going to be able to talk to me directly and have a conversation. And I'll be able to answer their questions and do the readings and everything else. So it's going to be a closed room,
yeah.
Zoom room, with both myself and 22
Well,
others.
I think that's dope, too, because yeah. when other people get to hear you read other folks, they can get some clues
on that, yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's what it's for. It's for everyone to kind of be there together. Nothing is a coincidence. Whoever those 22 people are, they're meant to all be together, because whatever their story is going to be familiar, and somebody in that room has to hear what somebody else has to say. Trust
wow.
me.
It's on YouTube, J-Ray Live.
J-Ray Live.
IG, J-Ray yes. Live, J-A-E-R-A.
I'm giving away one free ticket for okay. June 5th and one free ticket for June 12th from here.
Nice.
Okay.
So all they
right.
have to call in. You pick.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Just quickly. A bunch of people want to know, yes. how come you can read some people, but how come you can't read some people that you meet?
If I meet some people, there is a law, God's law, basically. There's times when God will say no. Mm. That's no. That's a no. Mm. That's the no. For whatever reason, that's a no. And it doesn't necessarily mean I can't read them. It's that there's something I'm going to say to them that I shouldn't tell them, that
okay.
they have to kind of work out themselves. Even when I'm in the middle of a reading, I'll go so far as, and I literally hear very clearly from God, you're saying too much.
That's happened here on air.
Yeah.
I think the first time you were here.
Much. You're saying too much because they have to learn a lesson.
You shut one down. You were like, yeah. No, I can't.
I can't give you all that.
I always thought, because you always say they. And so yeah. I'm thinking, like, you know, like, you're like, what's the L? What's the Z?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Zydeco, that's your yeah. cousin. All right, so. And when you land on that person, yeah. I thought that person is in your ear. Now you're
no.
like, no, it's no. God. Like,
they
you
is
got God,
God
in
yeah,
your ear?
Yeah, I got God in my ear. That's why my
that's a lot of pressure.
That's, yeah. Listen, I don't mess around. When God says no, it's a no. It's yeah. not a no with a maybe next to it. It's not a no. It's a no.
Have you ever that's gone it. Against God's
yes,
plans?
Yes, and it does not work.
I mean, who hasn't?
That was Spring Break 92 right there.
Saying,
God told me don't do it.
That was on November 16th. That was November 16th, 1996, by the way.
God said no, don't do it.
God said no, walking in that church with that white dress on. He was like, don't baby girl, it. You ain't got to do this. And I'm like, no.
Don't
I did it anyway.
J-Ray, before
yes.
we let you go, we have a lot of people on yes. our Instagram Live. So when sure. we go on break, do you think you could talk to maybe one person
Absolutely.
Off the live?
Absolutely. What out of doubt?
Oh, stop.
Because they're going to
no,
fight me.
No, why not?
If not.
They're fighting.
Like, oh, so they do it like
listen,
on the live?
Yeah,
I
where
love
you can
Gabi.
Like join one person
yeah.
in.
You can right, join okay. one person
if
on
she,
the live.
If she's down.
Because I do that anyway. So why not?
Okay.
That's
well,
what I do
all
anyway.
Right, well, I want to make sure everybody gets all the socials right.
Yes.
IG is J-A-E-R-A-E Live.
Live, yeah.
J-Ray Live. Mm-hmm. Also on YouTube, J-A-E-R-A-E Live.
Mm-hmm.
You can find her there.
Yes.
We're going
to subscribe
away...
to my YouTube channel. There's going to be a lot of crazy stuff on there. You want to start doing that now.
Yeah,
once that
subscribe.
Pops off.
Yeah, because then yeah. when she posts stuff, you get the alert just
yes.
like straight away.
Yes.
So J.A., thank you so much.
Listen, you know I love you guys. You're the only place I come to.
Aww, thank you.
This is my home.
We love having you.
I love coming in and hanging out with you guys.
I'm only asking one thing.
Yes.
Don't listen to no theys.
No theys.
anybody who start whispering in your ear, just edit it. But
me?
I got a podcast that I'm working on now and launching. What do you think about it?
I think that you did it at the right time. This is it. This is the time to be doing those things. You're creating a foundation for the new endeavor that's going to be coming in the next year or two. You're actually being prepared. You don't realize it yet.
You just made him nervous.
Yeah, you did.
But you know what? I think it's just like me and just like you. I think this is where we have a lot in common. You know so many people in the world that people don't even realize you know. If that makes any sense. Like, you know people don't realize you even know. People don't realize the people that I know. So to have a podcast and for you to bring that part of you into a world where people can actually hear other conversations in other regards about other things, people want to hear about those things. People want to know, how did it start? What did you do? When did you know? People have to know those things. And for you to be able to open yourself up to having that conversation with other people is what people need to hear. You know, there's a lot of people that are all out there right now wondering how the hell you got where you are, because they have the same feeling or the same dream or the same want or the same desire, and they don't realize all that comes with it. They only see the good stuff. They don't see the other half of it. They don't see the sleepless nights. They don't see the grinding. They don't see the BS. They don't see anything.
Yeah.
So you need to now express yourself in a different way, and this is what's necessary.
Love it.
Yeah. All right.
That's what podcasts are about.
That's what they're about.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You got a new endeavor coming up.
I got a new. Well, this is preparing you for the new.
Dobby's poking the bear.
Yeah.
Don't make me nervous.
Dobby's already like, you know, I have a job. Dobby's already like, can I be your DJ?
My endeavors are there.
Exactly.
All right. So, hey, J. Ray Live everywhere. Make sure you follow her. And we
June
have
5th
tickets
and June 12th.
For June 5th and
June
12th.
J. Ray Live online event.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, J. Ray, thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.